Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Narrated by Richard Williams. Thomas Paine was born in Great Britain. He came to America at the age of 37 for the first time. He is rightly considered to be the Anglo-American writer, philosopher, publicist, as well as American godfather for supporting separatist spirits and inspiring Americans to fight for their independence. At that very moment, the break between America and England was imminent. He described his thoughts in a wonderful tract, Common Sense, that according to G. Washington, revolutionized the minds. Later, Thomas Paine's arguments were reflected in the Independence Declaration written by Jefferson. Introduction. Perhaps the sentiments contained in the following pages are not yet sufficiently fashionable to procure them general favour. A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises at first a formidable outcry in defence of custom. But the tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason. As a long and violent abuse of power is generally the means of calling the right of it in question, and in matters too which might never have been thought of had the sufferers not been aggravated into the inquiry, and as the King of England hath undertaken in his own right to support the Parliament in what he calls theirs, and as the good people of this country are grievously oppressed by the combination, they have an undoubted privilege to inquire into the pretensions of both, and equally to reject the usurpations of either. In the following sheets, the author hath studiously avoided everything which is personal among ourselves. Compliments as well as censure to individuals make no part thereof. The wise and the worthy need not the triumph of a pamphlet, and those whose sentiments are injudicious or unfriendly will cease of themselves unless too much pains are bestowed upon their conversion. The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. Many circumstances have and will arise which are not local, but universal, and through which the principles of all lovers of mankind are affected, and in the event of which their affections are interested. The laying of a country desolate with fire and sword, declaring war against the natural rights of all mankind, and extirpating the defenders thereof from the face of the earth, is the concern of every man to whom nature hath given the power of feeling, of which class, regardless of party censure, is the author of the origin and design of government in general, which concise remarks. On the English Constitution. Some writers have so confounded society with government as to leave little or no distinction between them, whereas they are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?